Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 Ways to Being a Good Listener. Being a good listener is one of the most important skills you can master if you want to advance your career and build meaningful relationships. When you really listen, you demonstrate your interest in what's being said and show your respect for the individual saying it. It's like a magnetic force that draws people to us. Have you ever talked to someone and noticed that he or she really wasn't listening to you? How did that make you feel? Unimportant? Disrespected? Insulted? Remember those feelings and work diligently to ensure that people never feel the same way when they talk to you. In this post, I will highlight 10 things that I have learned throughout my career in addition to some lessons my dad taught me. My dad, he's the best listener I know. Everyone who meets him forms an instant bond, and I'm convinced that the number one reason for this immediate connection is his genuine and sincere interest in others. It all starts with him being a good listener. Number one, make eye contact. The first step in being a good listener is to make eye contact with people while they're talking. Good eye contact demonstrates genuine interest in the person and the conversation. Number two, be present. I must admit, I have been accused at times by my wife of not being present when she is talking, even though I'm looking into her eyes. These are times when my mind is thinking about something other than what she's talking about. I can only assume others have noticed, but perhaps at the risk of offending me, they've not said anything. The key here is to be aware that people do notice if we're not really listening, and so we must focus on the discussion and not allow our minds to wander. Number three, give no sign you are ready to respond. When people are listening, don't give any clues that you're ready to respond. Don't point your finger or open your mouth. When I talk to people and see that they are waiting on pins and needles to respond, I know they are no longer listening because they're more concerned about how they're going to respond than listening to what I have to say. Number four, wait 2 seconds to respond. During a conversation, wait 2 seconds after the person finishes speaking to make sure they have finished their thought. This is especially important when talking on the phone because you can't see their facial expression. Oftentimes, they are just pausing to gather their thoughts and are not really finished speaking. If you find yourself talking at the same time someone else is talking, then use that opportunity to remind yourself of the pause 2 seconds rule. Number five, let them go first. If you start talking at the same time someone else is trying to finish their thought, stop and say, "I'm sorry, please continue," and let them finish before responding. Even if what you have to say is important or it's an answer to the question they raised, show them your respect by letting them finish. I certainly notice when people allow me to complete my sentences without over-talking or interrupting. Do you? Number six, care about what's being said. This is where my dad stands out from most people. When he listens, he really cares about what's being said, even if it's a subject that doesn't interest him. He tells me that this is his way of showing people that what they have to say is important and that they are valuable individuals. Number seven, listen for the message within the message. Another one of my dad's skills is the ability to listen for the message within the message. By listening intently, he is able to grasp the topic and dive deeper into the conversation. He says most people are looking for encouragement, answers, or insights to the subjects they discuss. By listening in this manner, he is able to connect more effectively. Number eight, don't change the subject. When you are engaged in a conversation, don't change the subject unless the discussion is finished. I observe people all the time in small group settings, business settings, and social settings who change the conversation. If you change the subject of the discussion prematurely, you demonstrate a lack of interest in the discussion and indicate that what you have to say is more important. Number nine, respond by asking questions. When you ask people questions during a conversation, you show an interest in their topic. My dad says that most people operate at the feeling level, not the thinking level, even if they're good thinkers. I agree. My dad's favorite question is to ask how they feel about the subject they raised. And number 10, don't start a side conversation. When part of a group conversation, never start a side conversation, even if the person talking is not making eye contact with you. Yes, this person should be including you in the conversation by sharing eye contact equally with each person in the group, but don't allow their mistake to prevent you from being a good listener. Like many of these lessons that I've shared with you, instinctively, I know the right thing to do. But doing it consistently is the hard part. As Jim Rohn has said, what's easy to do is easy not to do. Being a good listener requires an intentional effort and, above all, a sincere interest in other people. It is a skill worth mastering. I am committed to working on being a better listener. How about you? So my question to you is this. Will you commit to showing you care about people by incorporating these 10 tips into your daily routine? If so, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your commitment? And let me close with a quote by Dale Carnegie. He said, "You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you."